Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up.
Welcome everyone to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening. Today is Wednesday. Thursday, June the 2nd, 2016. Have a live show for you today. We're going to pick up where we left off yesterday with Brother Davis. It's a extension of Wise Wednesday because just the reception was not good yesterday, and we lost Brother Davis, and it was going to be, it's going to be a good show, and I was loving where we were going yesterday, and we will love where we're going today. So that's what we're going to do today, and of course, we need to look at some of the very important things that are within our overall. We need to look at some things that are important to us here at Black Talk Radio Network and Tando Radio Show, and that is, first and foremost, let's talk about how we can support Black Talk Radio Network. And that is a crowdfunding campaign that's going on as we speak right now that we all need to be engaging in. And you can go to blacktalkradionetwork.com at crowdfunding digital black media, and we have a crowdfunding campaign that's going on for Black Talk Media Project. And this crowdfunding campaign is where you can actually donate and assist and actually give energy to this network so it can continue to grow and go in a direction that is so needed and so necessary. And you can do that by going to the Facebook page and donating right there on the page. And there's three ways that you could do it. So let's go over the three ways that you can support Black Talk Radio Network so you can ensure that it is here tomorrow and forevermore. You can go to option one, make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less via PayPal or by sending a check or money order, making it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120 is the zip code. That is, once again, it's P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120 is the zip code. And once again, make that check or money order payable to Black Talk Media Project. And that is for $24.99 or less. But all donations are greatly, greatly appreciated. So nothing is too small. It is necessary that we all take care of this network. Ensure that it's here, else it won't be, because the demographics for this whole network was made with you in mind. So next, option number two. a one-time contribution of $25 or more in addition to receiving, oh, sorry, forgot to say, with your contribution of $24.99, you will receive monthly statistic reports for the performance of the radio station and social media operations via email. Next, option number two, make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly emails, you will get a free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift for your contribution. To receive more than one t-shirt, all you need to do is donate $25 or more. So they come in increments of $25. If you would like two t-shirts, that would be $50. Three t-shirts, $75. And four t-shirts would be $100. So that is how you can contribute there. Next, option number three. Option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more in addition to receiving the monthly email reports and your free Black Radio Station Matters t-shirt as an appreciation gift, you will be eligible to receive other gifts from the network. And this is all for showing your support to the network. And this is something that we all need to do in order to maintain that we have and to ensure that we have Black Talk Radio Network here on the network and giving you information daily. It's up to us to support this network. So great opportunity, easy way to do it. Now, with that being said, also we're going to go to Facebook, but was busy today, didn't get much posted in Facebook, but we are going to do Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. But before we get into that, if you're interested in supporting a great business and you like good seasoning, healthy seasoning, you can get something that I use called Uncle Fats. It's Get Uncle Fats. You can get it at, sorry, you can find Uncle Fats and reach out to actually purchasing Uncle Fats at, you can go to the email and email them at getunclefatsnow@gmail.com, getunclefatsnow@gmail.com. All natural ingredients, herbs, spices, and minerals for your natural body. Great, great stuff. You can put it on pretty much every and anything. So you can purchase it there. Also, if you would like to convert your cash into money, you can contact me at 951-790-8330. And we have our website, Prosperity Mint. But you can contact me directly, and I will definitely assist you in that. Okay, so what we want to do is that, you know, yesterday's show was, oh man, it was a great show, and Brother Davis was, I was really, really into the crystals and everything else, because I think that's a great, you know, something that we hardly ever talk about, especially within our community. It's very, very important. But before we go to Brother Davis, you know, yesterday when we were talking about some of the herbs and spices that are available, some of the natural herbs and spices that we should be having inside of our medicine cabinet and inside of our preparedness kit. You know, the one brother had talked about how he stepped on a nail and it gashed him and had a big cut, and what his grandmother had did for him and everything else. And wanted to touch on that. Then my brother Roz came on and was breaking down some of the things that, you know, that he was that he had heard of or had read about or has practiced himself, some of the things that is there that he saw. Also, what I wanted to say was funny, when we talk about tobacco, a lot of people may not understand that there is no such thing as a tobacco leaf. There is no such thing at all as a tobacco leaf. And this is, you know, just one of the many, many examples as to how information has been misappropriated or has been wrong. And what happened with there is no such thing as tobacco leaves. What happened is that when there was a European explorer that came and had engaged in a false relationship with some of the West Indies, down in the West Indies areas, and also throughout the Caribbean and different places, and they had and within the Americas, and this individual happened to take what was given to him as a peace offering, and the peace offering from the indigenous people that were there that were black, that were black, and yes, Indians are black, and the different relationships that this one individual had, you all heard of them before. I don't like to repeat because it's been a stealing of great, there's just been a historical lie about a lot of the false celebrity figureheads of the past, and so I don't even talk about them. I don't give energy to it. I just give energy to the truth as much as I possibly can. So this individual, and you can kind of figure out who it is, took from some of the indigenous people that they came across there that offered them a peace offering, and they took it back to Europe. Well, when it got back to Europe, they had introduced some of the things and some of the resources that was taken, ill-gotten, stolen, or taken by force or fear, or given to in peace. One of the things was a tobacco, and there was cohiba. Okay, the indigenous people had gave this one explorer cohiba to smoke. The cohiba was the leaf that they were smoking, and the tobacco was the instrument that they smoked the cohiba out of. So the tobacco is the rightful name of a pipe. Okay? A pipe is tobacco. The actual leaf that was burned inside of the tobacco was known as the cohiba leaf. And so there's never been anything as, there's no such thing as tobacco, because once this explorer went back to Europe, he mixed up the story and he called the leaves, tobacco leaves, which became known as tobacco leaves, and the pipe was just a pipe. And totally forgot everything what was the real rightful name of things, and that's how that came about. So it's one of the things that I think is very, very important, is that there is no such thing as a tobacco leaf. It's only a cohiba leaf. And if you smoke tobacco, cohiba leaves out of anything, then that is tobacco. That is tobacco. So if you use a pipe to smoke, the pipe itself is tobacco. So just wanted to pass that information on to you all, because I think it's really, really important that we really look at some historical truths so that we can be more grounded and more accurate in the true relevance of history. Okay, and that's one of the things that we always have to be careful of with history. History will be kind to that. Winston Churchill said, and I said it here plenty of times before, and it's very important because it speaks volumes to the importance of history. Churchill said that history will be kind to England because England will write it. This is so important, why you now should be keeping a journal, why you should be writing history, why you should be passing on history, or someone else will do it. And that someone else will call your cohiba leaves tobacco. And end up for, and at some point of some time, the whole world could be falsely calling something that is not true, in living off of different falsehoods. And that has great, great implications in throughout history, especially when this is a part of your heritage. That needs to be as accurate as possible. Okay? So I just wanted to start with there, but we have Brother Davis in queue, and I'm going to go to Brother Davis and hand over the show to him. We'll be here the whole time, looking forward to this show today. So let me pull up Brother Davis. Let me see if they're okay. Here we go. Brother Davis, are you there? Brother Davis? Uh-oh. Let me see if Brother Davis is. One second. Let me just send a text message to Brother Davis, see if they can hear me.
I can hear you, brother.
Oh, there you go. Hey, Brother Davis, how you feeling?
Hey, man, it's great to be me.
Yes. Oh, Brother Davis, that's...
I hope everybody feels that way, but literally
yes.
there's so much going on in the world that let me get off to a running start.
First okay, go ahead.
Today I met somebody I never met before. My life walked up to my wife and started talking about spiritual things. Then he turned around and stated that last night during his meditation, he was told that he was going to meet spiritual people to help him open some doors. And my wife said, you know what? I don't know if I'm that person you want to meet, but I bet it's my husband. So, you know, we talk, you know, we are here in what we call the Commerce Collector. And she comes over to me and she's smiling. And the more she's close to me, the more she's smiling across the border. I've never met him before. Not a problem. You know, the type of people that we are, we're something to meet people from anywhere. So the brother started talking. And then I started talking. And he started talking. We started exchanging something. I'm trying to tell this brother, you know what? There's a lot of things that you're asking me and questions that I can answer. But at this particular time, my schedule is tight. So here, you take my card and you call me. As he was leaving, he looked back at me and he said, is this what you do? So why do you say that? He said, because it seems like I ask a question and you freely flow. I said, well, actually, you didn't ask me the question. He said, what? I said, no, you didn't ask me the question. You asked my wife the question. I said, that's literally how the universe works. It may not bring you directly to the source, but in a roundabout way, you got it. So we exchanged information, and the conversation we had was so intense, brothers and sisters. I can't begin to get you to understand how unique this universe is and how uniquely we are placed within this. And it's really a capsule. And the reason why I say that is because everything is so connected that you won't begin to realize it until you take advantage to move forth and grow spiritually, because literally Westernism is designed to keep us in a hole. The reason
yes.
I say it's keep us in a hole is because they don't want you to examine anything outside of the hole. So when you're in the hole, they build this perimeter around you, literally, that is a bunch of deception. And we keep looking up at the obstacle instead of the simplicity. And see, the sad part about it is that as we adjust to the programming, we miss the simplicity of the circumstance we're in. And I'm going to tell you something. That is exactly what I mean about I love being me. You never know who on the touch you or who you're going to touch. And that is the safest way of saying I love you. I don't have to know you to send that hand to you. And I don't have to know you to answer a question that you have. The best part about it is that you may be speaking on something that answers a question for me and you may not even know it. That's a blessing. So, on to today's show. We are literally, yesterday I left you with a crystals. Now, one of the things about crystals that I really didn't get a chance to go into is that, like every other mineral, it resonates something. Now, what it may resonate, you may not be able to identify with because you may not have matured enough in the growth and study process to understand exactly how it is connecting with you. And it's fine. Because literally, you will be growing in some manner or form because of your awareness of just being open to go through that door. And understand, crystals is only one of many other things. Crystals is something that's called external power. Okay?
Now, hold on 1 second, Brother Davis. Brother Davis? One second. A couple of people have texted me and said, hey, they can barely hear you. So if you can speak up a little bit, then they'll be able to hear you.
Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to crank up my mic. I'm going to pull everything a little closer. I hope that's a little better, and if so, I'll speak up
yes.
a little more clearer now.
No. Okay. That's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect. There you go, Brother Davis.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for those of you who do contact Dave, because Dave is in the control center of how we're trying to get this message out. And he can do the nuances that are necessary for me to know if I'm talking too low or if I'm not being clear or if I'm going in and out. Because sometimes, like I said, in the Commerce Collector, I'm going to the terrain makes a great deal of difference. So now that's why what I do is when I'm doing the show today, I stop. I got a specific situation. Now, I am in a truck stop. There are a lot of different electronic frequencies flying around me, but I can control it in one simple spot, meaning that I can control my connection. When I'm traveling, it's hard because I'm relying on the antenna's ability to catch my signal and put that out. Now, I see
right.
that because I want you to understand that's what we are. Literally, we are and literally, when people send, you know how you walk by somebody and you, wow, you can know them. That's a frequency. That's a frequency. Now, even if you don't know them, just the fact that you identify something about them opens door for communication on that frequency level. And the best part about it is that what you grow into through that connection. Now, don't get me wrong. You might just be growing into understanding this person is a baker, and they bake some specific kind of dish, like a watermelon pie or something. But the unique part is that you would be able to tap into that because of you being at the right place at that precise time to make that connection. And that is literally what the universe is telling us. We can be any place at any given time, and our frequencies are constantly communicating with other people's antennas. The best part about it is that when your antenna is on and you're hitting on all cylinders, your signal that you're putting out can bring in a lot of things that not only are interesting to you, but add to you. And that's why we are where we are with Black Talk Radio. Because for those people who listen, how many times have you gone by, listened to Black Talk Radio, and didn't get something that adds to you? You see what I'm saying? That is very unique. So, that being the case, you should know that regardless of what time of day you turn it on, you're going to get something that adds to the person that you are in reference to growth. And the best part about that is that you can go out and share that information with other like-minded people. And believe me, we're out here. We are out here. So, getting back to the show, I only wanted to touch on crystals because there's so much more. Crystals is just one aspect. Herbs in itself is another aspect. And I know people who are herbologists. And literally, what they do is they make teas that help you become better at being a human, or they can enhance your health. But all of these serve a greater purpose that you may not quite understand. And the reason why you may not quite understand is because in reality, you don't understand the connection. And that's what is so important, the connection. We are a unique being. So let's look at something else, like Qigong. Now, what is Qigong? Qigong is a study of self and healing. How breathing helps you heal, how the right foods help you heal, how the right combination of time and place improves their quality of life. So all of these things serve a greater purpose than you can perceive until you have an understanding of what it is that you're trying to do, what doors you were trying to open. So, if we look at Qigong teaches us how to breathe, okay? Breathe and exercise that produce a higher quality of human, which is what we are constantly in the process of becoming, higher quality human. But here's the most unique part about it. As you begin to develop yourself, you begin to touch other people's lives that possess some of your same interests. So therefore, you can converse on those things that you may have thought at one time or another were not as important to you. So, let's move on to developing an understanding of these unique things, okay? One of the main things that you should understand is that when you tap into a teaching, a practice, it should offer you a solution. Now, what is a solution? Well, when you meditate, you want to be able to elevate yourself so that you can improve the character you are through your meditation practice, which makes sense, okay? And it's something that you can do alone that will literally enhance your self-image and your way of thinking. Now, a lot of people are going to say to yourself, well, what do you mean enhance my self-image? Okay, that's a perfect example. is, I mean, let me use yoga, or we can use meditation, we can use the number of different avenues of the communicating. So let's look at how the world sees these tools of making us better, okay? It's something that you can do alone. It's something that will benefit you and give you your ability to commune closer to yourself, which opens the door of knowledge for you to commune with your, what they call, supreme being. Your self-image, psychological, and your human self-image are going to be enhanced by whatever that practice is. Because this practice should be improving you, you are moving closer to your being, what they call divine self. What is your divine self? Your divine self is the highest quality of a person that through the use of your time and your exercise will help you to develop to be better than you are. Now, one of the unique things about being better than you are is you have what's called self-interpretation. You should not be taking the trip alone, but you should have people that you can go to with those questions that help you understand how you are moving, okay? And that's why you hear the term like Sifu in martial arts, and understand that I said Tai Chi before, because Tai Chi is considered a Chinese martial art, although it has a very, very profound spiritual base. It is still a practice that helps one develop to a higher self. It has a foundation that you could do your research on beyond being in a class. Now, why must it have that? Because how can you measure your growth if you don't have an attribute to what you're trying to achieve so that you can converse with like-minded people? And most like-minded people all have an attribute that they bring forth. It may be nothing more than a mental construct which origin can be placed at a time and place in which you can see the persona of images of that particular part. Okay? Meditation, which is something that I use, has been recorded 6,000 years before Christ. Interestingly enough, it was mutated from country to country. So it may have started, say, in Egypt, but when explorers went to India, India added an attribute to meditation in reference to their belief system. And every system is designed in order for you to become a better and more spiritual person. And the reason why I keep using the term spiritual is because that cannot be defined externally. Whenever you're dealing with spirit, it's something that is coming from within you, because that's what spirit is. Spirit is that energy within you that allows you to grow and do according to the things that interest you. Which brings in the question, will. I'm hoping I'm not moving too fast. I'm trying to put a lot of information out here, okay? Will works to your advantage only when you are operating in terms of self. That's what all of these practices are about. It's about self and how you're opening up your aspect to a more positive image and your growth process. You have to understand that in every circumstance, you're going to have emotion. And that's a good thing. Because you will learn through whatever these practices are how to control it. People used to think that emotion is a part of your human nature. It is. But it is not what you are. So you must be able to master emotion, okay? And this will happen when you begin to identify your thought process, what your triggers are, and what kind of emotion does it trigger. You know, if you had them days where you sit down and you're thinking about something that really enjoyed, or somebody you haven't seen in a while and you had a chance to spend some time with, That is a mission. And the best part about that is that that is what you call a positive emotion. It triggers things in your spirit. And one of the things about triggering things in your spirit is that you control emotion. You'll be able to have more freedom in your spirit. And the reason being is because your life force, it's freedom. For those of you who don't understand, let me give you a little sidebar real quick.
Excuse me, Brother Davis.
Yes.
We could barely hear you. You seem to be a little louder now, but I don't know how long that was going on. So if you could speak up a little bit, but we need to go to our first break and pick it back up on the other side. Just wanted to let you know because nobody could hear. All right.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the
great time. No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Give up on my way.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
This is the dawn, I'll tell you. I hope you're hearing me clearly, because I'm going to tell you, this is what's happening here at the Income Collector. I am getting my signal through my radio. Now, I've never received this before without being connected to it. So that leads me to believe that there may be something going on beyond my understanding. So, let me, I'm trying to sit down on one aspect of it and pick up on another. And the reason being is because I want to be in control of this and I don't want to lose connection with.
Yeah, you know what, Brother Davis? I can hear you, but I'm not quite sure if others can hear. I can hear you very well, but Scotty would.
I could hear him just then. I could hear him that just then, but I had to up on my mixer. I had to go up on the volume because it's still coming in low. He sounds a lot different than he normally does. I don't know if he's using speaker or what's going on, but it sounds decidedly, you know, lower.
Okay, let me see. Brother Davis, I think he dropped off and he came back. Brother Davis, you there? One sec, let's give Brother Davis a... You know, I'm going to tell you, I don't know how the video of this, I mean, how the recording of this will... But Brother Davis was dropping some real gems, and this is, you know. So hold on, let's see. Brother Davis, you there? Oh, here we go. There he is. Okay, he dropped off. He's probably going to reconnect in a minute. So just while Brother Davis does that. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Great, great, great show. Brother Davis is dropping some really, really good gems. And so he's, let me see if he's here. There he is. Brother Davis, you there? Okay. Brother Davis, we can see you on the board. So go ahead if you, there you go.
No, that just sounds like like clicking. Anytime you're looking at the board, Brother
Can Dan, you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, a whole lot better. Yes.
Okay, good. I'm trying to listen. I'm jumping around here because what? Some of these texts
Wait, Brother Davis. You had said something that was so critical, and I don't want you to lose that train of thought, and I want you to go back to it because maybe some of our listeners didn't hear, and it was powerful. And it is so true. You said about our emotions. And
absolutely,
if you would just pick back up from there, because that is something that the emotions playing into our spirituality and how you phrased it was critical, was absolutely critical. And if you would, Brother Davis, just to reset yourself, take us, you know, once you're ready to go, but if you would start back there, because that was something that everyone really needs to hear. So.
Okay, I'm ready. Can you hear me now?
Oh, perfect. Yes, I can.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay. We must understand the importance of controlling our emotions. Our emotions are created and controlled by our thoughts. Indulging a thought of your conviction that it's sometimes horrible will happen to you, if something horrible will happen to you, then it might happen to you. It may be bad, and indulge into thoughts of something wonderful, meaning that you're going from the far right to the far left. If this happens to you, this means that you literally have lost your ability to focus your emotions. And you ever know when things just trigger you or you snap? But you have lost your ability to control your emotions. But there is a master key to control an emotional reaction. And a lot of people fail to realize the simple truth is, like, it has eluded mankind for thousands of years. Every emotion has two components. Emotion has an energy component, and it has a thought component. The thoughts call up and direct the energy. Everyone that has failed at mastering their emotions makes an attempt to change their energy instead of the thought. The fundamental reason resides in the human self-image. Concepts that include the beliefs that emotions are natural and should be denied, because literally the emotions are an attribute to your human self. Now, I don't want you to get the impression by any means that they can be turned on and off. No, that's not what you're growing in. You're growing in your ability to be able to control them. Now, why? Why is it that one must be able to control their emotions? Because when you make decisions out of emotion, you start a biological, psychological mix. So what do I mean? Biologically, your body starts getting intense. Psychologically, the emotion is affecting your thought process. And if it's a good emotion, like happiness, think about it. How excited you get. You might drop something or forget that you wanted to. You were on your way to do something, and when it happened, all of a sudden, that thought is gone. You cannot perform at your highest intellectual plane when there's an emotion involved, because literally, it distorts your IQ. And the reason why is that because it is an emotion. An emotion can be an obstacle more so than it can be of help. And this is why we must learn to control our emotions. Because then when we learn to control our emotions, it's not inhuman to be able to make a decision that of a very tender nature, but remove emotion out of the factor. And when I say remove emotion out of the factor, many of you can identify with making a decision based on emotion that later on you wish you would never have done. Wow, I wish I could get that one back. And the reason being is because you allowed your emotions to work to the advantage of the thought process. And that thought process might have been, or I'm going to give you an example, so try to hang with me now. You're out shopping and your little girl says, "Ooh, Daddy, I like this dress." But now you're saying to yourself, I'd love to get that for her, but I just didn't put that in the budget. You see, although you don't have the resources, because your emotion played a role in that, you've already put yourself on a negative thinking level. And you haven't even realized it, but it affects your whole decorum. Because you're thinking, wow, I wish I could do that for her right now, but if I do that now, I'm going to have this later. And So you must be able to sit back and like smile at her and say, you know what, not today, but we'll come back.
You see? Brother Davis.
Yes.
Brother Davis, I didn't mean to interrupt, but this is so profound because this is what, in my opinion, so many of us have to first engage in to starting to grow beyond what the schools have taught us. When you said, Brother Davis, and I love the way you put it, and it's so critical that it's your thoughts and your overall energy that has to be controlled by your spirit, because your emotions are a display of your thoughts and your energy, but your spirit is the one that has to dictate the direction of them. That is phenomenal, and it's something that we really, just like what you used in the example, Brother Davis, now no one really has the excuse to allow their emotions to dictate their energy and in turn be a part of their spirit. Because it's like you said, you know, it's really where what you have to do is now you have to change your whole spiritual response to everything that comes before you, because you're a spirit first. And that's why you said, well, it's not now, but I will get this for you later. And that Absolutely. Is the key to, instead of being disappointed and being defeated and starting taking on more negative energy. Brother Davis,
Absolutely.
That was such a gem. And I just want to thank you for caring and bringing that.
Well, hang on to your seat, brother, because you literally have allowed the door to open to it, the aspect of the spirit. See, the spirit is the doer. And the doer is always trying to achieve that which is best. But in a lot of cases, it is not allowed to. Why is it not allowed to? Because emotion literally can tie the doer up. Because why? Because the doer is trying to achieve a result. And the emotion is trying to get the doer to focus on something that is contrary to that that needs to be done. So literally, we are looking at ourselves entirely different now. The physical body is a complex entity, which is made up of many different systems, organs, tissues, and types of cells. And all is so the spirit can exercise. If you think that you are different and that you do not correspond with any of these natural functions, then you're only delusioning yourself. And to delusion yourself means that you cannot accept the truth of your life force. See, we live on different planes. All right, let me give this to you real quick, because I said it before. When you're first born, you're born just like any other animal is born. You're born looking for the example to set the pace of how you will act. So if that example is a positive example, then you'll get positive results out of all the time that you spend with them. But if they're a negative example, you will also carry that negativity with you. So what we're trying to do is be able to lift ourselves up from our lower mindset so that we can rise to a higher mindset. And the best part about that is that we must transcend what is called our earthly desires. And one of the fundamental operations of emotions, is for you to feel personally in your spirit about a given person, place, time, or subject in reference to. So in reference to whatever that emotion is. So if that emotion is joy, that thing that brought you joy. If that emotion is anger, that thing that brought you anger. We have to learn to find these triggers. Because when we find these triggers, we are now being able to control self on a higher level. Okay? Let me speak directly to marriages. You people who have been married know each other very well. Even when you don't think you know each other well, you know each other well. So when you go out, you could say something in a group
that literally may bother your partner, and you not perceive that. And that leads to a lot of dysfunction and divorce. So you have to learn to identify these triggers. So a little thing that me and my wife do, and I'm giving you a little... One of the things that me and my wife do is we say, wow. Now, that may not appear to be much in a group because everybody's talking and everything. And all of a sudden, my wife will go, wow. And no one in the group notices it but me. So maybe 10 or 15 minutes later, I ease over to her and say, yo, babe, what was the wow for? Now, between her and I, we know wow means watch our words. Because her perception of what's going on in the group and my perception of what's going on in group may be different. And see, she may be seeing something that women do. They see something that other women are doing that you may not be perceptive of. And she'll ease over to the lady, and you have to be very careful with so-and-so. See, I think she's just a little bit more involved in the conversation. So don't let her get you in those situations that are compromised. Okay, I received that. But that is the blessing of having a mate. You see, when we are operating with self, we can open ourselves up to another person that we have married. That other person is only looking out for our best interest anyway. So, that's just a nugget on how you can build tools, put tools in place to reinforce what it is you got in order to get to where you're trying to go. And I tell people all the time, ain't no better place than with that person that you're with. You see, I'm in business with my wife. We've always been in business in one way or another. So we have to put these things in place so that nothing puts a strain on our relationship or our business practices. Okay, that was just a sidebar. Your life force is being elevated from the lower mindset is now starting to evolve into what's called the understanding of the divine plan. Okay, so now your spirit is working in tune to your practice. Okay, so that practice may be yoga, it may be tai chi, it may be meditation, it may be crystalline, it may be aromatics. For those people who don't know, there's aromas that trigger different things by just smell. And there are people in the holistic field in all of these areas, but most of all, whatever you do, you must choose one that has the power of giving you, of helping you become better. Okay? Now, as you develop, you'll see how your path may vary from the person who you started out with. Because, you know, sometimes success is determined by the individual. And that person's success may not be what you see as success, but that doesn't mean that they're wrong. That means that reached the pinnacle of success that they're comfortable with, which is fine. But we are in a situation now where as we start to develop and we start to grow, we want more out of ourselves. We want more out of the system. We want it to function at a peak efficiency, and we want it to function so that we can see personal improvement. And I'm going to tell you, when you start seeing personal improvement, you can start clearly seeing your design for destiny. And in your design for destiny is what you want. Let me repeat that. In your design for destiny is what you want. See, that's why I tell people everybody's path is different. Because I don't know what is suitable for you. You do. And the more you grow, the more clearer that vision becomes. So controlling emotion is a part of you achieving where you're trying to be or where you're trying to go. And it will also allow you to examine the 11 talents of the spirit. Now, I know that kind of throwing a little wrench in there, but the reason being is because I want you to see you should have a personal goal so that you can reach it and then set another goal. That way, people cannot be discouraging to you. And you'll run across them. I mean, I can't tell you how many people, literally, what you don't. They see you meditate, what you don't. Excuse me, how did you get in here? Especially family. I mean, I love my grandchildren immensely. But now, when they see me meditate, they don't disturb them. Because that's called pop-pop stuff. Pop-pop stuff, pop-pop stuff. And then when I share that time with them, and I sit down with them, and I talk to them, and I tell them to follow my voice, and I take them into that level of meditation in which they begin to say, oh, okay, now this is me, this is mine. And I let them teach them how to feel that in their personal time, you don't want to think. And the reason why you don't want to think is because you don't want your thoughts to engineer where you are or where you're going. And I'm going to tell you something. My people, this is a regular occurrence now. When I'm home, because I told you before about casting a greater shadow than your size, this is all you're doing when you start lifting yourself in a spiritual teaching. And the reason why I say that is because I've experienced it. I've experienced on many levels. Do you know there are breatharians, and all they do, they don't eat. Shock me too. But they live at different levels of elevation that give them the ability to receive nutrients because of the way they breathe. I'm telling you, it's so unique, it's mind-boggling. And when I talk to these people, and it's very seldom does the average person get a chance to talk to them, because they don't hang, or they're not in what's called the lowlands, because we're around sea level and above 12,000 feet. These are lowlands. Most of these people, they live up in higher elevations. It's a pure air up there. And see, we have no understanding of that, because in their spiritual, they're trying to achieve what's called a daily interaction with the Most High. Now, think about that. A daily interaction with the Most High. I said, well, is it like you're conversating? He goes, no, it's more than that, brother. It's more than that. We're literally living according to how we're breathing according to how we're living. So the quality of life, of fear, is so much less burdensome than it is down here. So I give that some thought. You know, he's absolutely right. I told you about the programs that we jumped on, boom, 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 just to fit in a day comfortably. So all of these teachings will open doors to help you understand how to literally organize your life so that you can control that and separate yourself from the program and work on yourself in spite of the program. The main objective of the work then is to establish a divine self in respect. Because that is on the highest level that you could live on earth. Think about it. Because I've heard many people say, oh, you know, God doesn't talk to people. Well, what do you mean? And see, that tells me that they don't have a total true understanding. And the reason being is because for those people who have a different symbolization of God, and their teachings teach you that God doesn't talk to you, let me tell you that God does not communicate with those who are not elevating themselves above the very things that are pulling them down. So if you're a vulnerable person, naturally, why would the person want to go to you and compensate? If you're doing what they call sin on a daily basis, why would the opportunity to compensate be a blessing? You understand what I'm saying? So you got to do things that lift your self-esteem as well as your self-image to a point that you can naturally reach for a higher quality of life. And this is what all these teachings, it should be moving you in that direction, because it is a true premise in reason. And every time you do something, you have a reason for doing it. So why not do things that are going to allow you to achieve something you could never have done, never have achieved, without applying these pieces in your life. So, let's look at Tai Chi. Tai Chi is very unique. It's rhythmic body movement that's literally teaching your body to be able to deal with tension and stress and turn all of your tension and stress into a liquid and move that liquid through your body. Unique,
I tell you. And I'm gonna tell you, my wife and I studied Tai Chi for a while, and one of the reasons why we did was because it's one of the many tools that that Chinese medicine teaches. As it's a longevity tool. That's what it is. And the reason being is because it opens up all your chakras, all your meridians, and it allows your body to flow evenly. That's why they use the term liquid, like water, to move back and forth through stress, through all of those emotions. You see, when they get upset, you never know. You can't tell, because they don't allow the emotion to trigger a biological action in their body. And you see, even when they teach, they all tell you that never allow yourself to get tense, because when you get tense, you become like a board, and a board is stiff, and you don't have what's called liquidity in your movement. Now, I'm just giving you bits and pieces as we go along. I'm not trying to take you all into understanding how this art works in totality. But when your body is fluid, your mind literally attaches itself to your higher self, because now, as you go through these exercises and you begin to realize that you're doing it in such a soft manner, okay? Soft and hard, there's different aspects of martial arts. Well, this is what's called a soft art. And as you move in these circular motions, you begin to realize just how easy the fluids that are moving through your body are moving, and your mind is taking you into that aspect of the wave. And you notice there's rhythm in every wave. And if you ever get a bottle and you tilt it and the wave goes one side and goes another side, well, if you get erratic with that bottle, that's how your body gets. So the more you slow that down, the higher you're achieving a consciousness of that art. And you're opening your urethras, and those are your thought processes, to picture everything. Now, when I say picture everything, they have what's called a position of start, in which they sink down, they bend their knees a little bit, they keep their back straight, and then once they got themselves three quarters of the way down, they stop. Then they lift up, and while they lift up, they're lifting their arms. This is called initiation. And why is there initiation? Because literally their body is communicating. The whole body is beginning to realize, now we are beginning the dance. And literally that's what Tai Chi is, it's dance. And the better you get with it, the slower you can be with it, or the faster you can be with it. Now here's what's unique. Such as the liquidity, the faster you move, the greater the generation of power. So therefore, what you're doing is you're moving all of the atmosphere around you to flow the way you want it to flow in the circumstance of the dance of Tai Chi. And literally, I'm not beginning to tell you how this literally gives elasticity to your body. It gives strength to your joints. It literally allows you to take places that ache, do a few stretching exercises, and you start to dance. If it gets to a point that you look forward to it, and understand everything that you do that requires something physical of you is going to be uncomfortable. But the more you do it and you benefit yourself by it,
and you understand some of the basic movements, parting the wild horse's mane. Now, that's a movement. Wave hands in the crowd. Okay, when we come back, I'll pick right up right there. This is Brother David. Feel free to call. I'm looking for
you. We got to call in questions. Cues. Yes,
we okay, we'll catch it. We'll catch it after the commercial. Yeah.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, Dave, if you want to go to the call, that'd be great.
Yes, we're going to go to the caller now. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Yo, this is your man, Dr. Hawkins. Brother Lynn, Brother Davis. Man,
Dr. Hawkins.
It is great to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, sir. You know, I just wanted to touch briefly on what Brother Davis was saying. About your energy and the atmosphere, that is a lot truer than most people realize. All right. Now, I've always said that the atmosphere, or the whole magnetic field for that matter, of the earth is nothing more than a projection screen for your thoughts. That's really what it is. It's a type of amplifier of your intentions. It's the Creator's gift to manifest our desires. And that's why you have those within the so-called power structure attacking the Earth's magnetic field to distort that ability to amplify our creative potential. So I just wanted to point that out. It's very true.
I received that, brother, and you know you can call anytime. Anytime.
Powerful. And that is so true. And it's like Dr. Hawkins is saying, that's why there is such a huge interest in destroying and bending and having the magnetosphere actually contort itself in a way. And that's because it's under constant attack, just as we are all constantly also. And they try to blame it on different things, but that's the falsehoods. This is purpose in that overall attack of the magnetosphere. And I'm glad that Doc Hawkins got to chime in. Doc, definitely, you know, stay close, because there's a lot that we all need to talk about. And I know that Brother Davis and I truly, truly appreciate you.
Without a doubt, brother. And listen, feel free to call in anytime, man. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, all right, fellas, I'm going to kick back. And enjoy the show.
Okay, my brothers and sisters, I was speaking to you about liquidity and the body movements of Tai Chi. Now, the brother, Dr. Hawkins, he brought up a unique point of view about the electromagnetic of the body and how it's connected universally to the electromagnetic in the atmosphere. You see, when you reach a state through natural body movements, you are elevating yourself. You have a greater control of that electromagnetic force in your body. You see, a lot of you may have heard me say that your body rhythm and your brain processing rhythm and your heart rhythm may work on different frequencies to achieve the same thing. Now, what do I mean? I mean that if your brain is hitting at 17 to 18, should I say, ignites per minute or per second, literally, you got a lot of things going on. You're not very receptive there, okay? Because that's like confusion. And the higher it goes up, that's why you see so many things like TV flashes. You realize, and an average person doesn't notice, but we see 60 frames per second when you watch TV. And that literally lifts you to a stage of hypnoticity, where you're seeing people so caught up in TV, they seem hypnotized. That's done on purpose. Because, see, when you're at that state, you're at a very receptive state. Receptive is a very unique word, because you may not even realize that you're receiving messages because they're being implanted in your thought process. So you'll go out and you'll start your day and you'll be trying to stay on a very good health kick, you know what I mean, and time's getting short and you're looking at the clock and you got 15 minutes and you were supposed to go for a lunch and instead you took a walk thinking I'll get a chance to get some exercise, and before you know it you realize how hungry you are, but you got to get back to work, and on your way back to work you go past the fast food. Oh, wow. I ain't getting nothing. Maybe I'll order a fries, Walker. You see, you start to compromise the process. And the system is designed to do that because you're human. You see, humans do not think on a divine level. You have to grow to a divine level to think on a divine level. Okay? Now, shortcut around that is me and my wife, we carry trail mix. I'm only giving you a nugget. Everybody, understand, when you choose your path, you should look for times when you can add those things that will enhance what you're trying to do. And see, that's what we do with trail mix. If we get hungry, instead of saying, well, let's just stop and get something fast, or something that we really don't need, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and eat trail mix, and we'll drink water, and in most cases, that takes your hunger away. But until you evolve to understand that, you may not even think that's going to make a difference because you're hungry. But you have to prepare yourself for success. You can be, the visualization of your divine self can be lifted to these things that help treat you to the result you're trying to achieve. That's like the nugget I just gave you about, wow, me and my wife. Watch our words. Don't nobody know that. And then when we do it, literally people say, wow, you know what? If I would have only knew something like that, it might have saved my marriage. And you know what? They know their marriage more so than me. So they're probably right. But we have to incorporate things that ensure our success. And us doing so, we literally become clearer about the destiny that we're trying to build for ourselves. And you understand, destiny changes when you're not focused. And the reason being is because, literally, destiny is designed for humans to achieve exactly what they want based on how they think. Well, if you live in the Western world and all these things are put before you, and they're telling you you can have them, all you got to do is have the cash. And a lot of times you're doing things you really would not ordinarily do, but you're living in a system that you have surrendered to. We are not about surrender. Matter of fact, if you've heard the end of Warren's show in that song, it says, there'll be no surrender, there'll be no retreat, and we're going to accomplish this standing on our feet. That's the mindset that we must have in every level of spiritual growth that you choose. Now, not all of them are you going to benefit by right away. That's why I said it requires something of you, your time. It may be agonizing to you from time to time. Because I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes in them stretches, woo, and I see some of the things that people are doing, and I see what I'm doing, it's like, these are worlds apart here. But then somebody walks up to you and they smile at you and they say, you know what, I used to be you, now let me show you what I can do. Because everybody starts out as a seed, and not everybody becomes a great tree, but we can grow. And if you become a great tree and you can stand erect on one foot and lift your other leg up and touch your knees, half touches your nose, and your foot extends itself above your head, more power to you. Because I haven't reached that level yet, but I can respect those who have. And that's a great part of being successful, respecting the accomplishments of others, because there was a cost for them to achieve whatever it is that they're doing that you see is worthy of accomplishment. And that's not even from their perspective. Because remember what I told, what I said, the person said to me, I used to be you. So anything that you apply yourself to is going to lift you spiritually, is going to bring you great wealth. What is great wealth? Great wealth is good health. Don't let nobody feed you. You see, we cannot determine what wealth is by the standards of Westernism, because they consider wealth as money. Well, how many people you know who had money hand over foot and committed suicide? So there was something that money could not buy. But with great wealth in health, you can achieve anything you want to. You know why? Because the road you took to get to that great wealth in health, you begin to realize how much simpler it is from the position of being successful at it than from the position of starting out. Which is good, because it's a very humbling experience. A very humbling experience. So getting back to our spiritual selves, remember now, every teaching should be setting an image in your mind that you're trying to achieve. And each these images should offer you different levels in which you can measure the growth that you are literally accomplishing. So if last week you couldn't get in a sitting position and reach down to touch your toes, and this week you can touch your toes, it's a level of growth. And next week when you go down to touch your toes, you find now you got your palms touching your toes. It's a level of growth. And we must be able to have personal satisfaction at an every level of growth. Because here's a little caveat. If a person is spiritually strong, they are have a great foundation in personal peace. Why? Because they're not letting anything disturb that peace. And then whenever they want to go through it, they can escape the world and go through it. So if that happens to be yoga for you, great. If that happens to be meditation for you, great. I know people who are dancers, literally ballroom dancers, and that when you watch them dance, it's like, wow, these people are, they should be in shows. But what they do is they go to dance competitions and they elevate themselves. The one sister who's Puerto Rican, she said, Brother David, I can't explain it. I mean, when I'm out there and that music starts and that beat comes in and I'm starting to feel the rhythms and the moves starting to come in, it's like my body just takes over. And I feel so good as I'm executing, because I'm looking around, I'm seeing people's faces, I'm looking at my partner, I'm watching him watch my body and I'm watching his body so that we can be in unison. I feel, wow, you know, that is powerful. That is real powerful. Because now she's allowing me an opportunity to look into dancing through her eyes. I would not have achieved that without her impression. So that's what I mean about the importance of being open, because literally when you're alive, all your energy that you let go is feeding into someone's energy or helping to aid someone's energy. And here's I want you to really pick up on this. Your mindset determines the quality of the message. not the veracity of the end, not veracity of the energy. I mean, let me repeat that. It does not determine the veracity of the energy. Your mindset, if you're in a bad place and you strike out at people, you're still sending them energy, although it's negative energy. You understand what I'm about mindset? See, you could react to something that literally has nothing to do with you because your mindset is not in a position of reception. It's in a position of rejection. And you must learn these things because there are going to be times where your projection is going to be negative. Why? Because you're human. You must develop a positive mindset. You don't wake up, oh, I feel great today, without putting something into that feeling yesterday. When you hear me say, I love being me, that's because I worked at that. Absolutely. When I embrace my wife and I look at her, I mean, sometimes I just stare at her because I'm saying to myself, that's my wife. I see her working with her thing with the grandchildren or dealing with other people. I'm smiling, saying, she's got that down. I mean, she's got the way it just flows out of her. You see, these are gifts that are added to the individual that are trying to dream, that are trying to achieve a higher level of life. And you're entitled to them too. No one has the market on being or seeking a higher quality of life. No one. And we're all entitled to it. And the reason why we're entitled to it is because literally it's there for you to develop. You may have to do something. Of course, like I've been saying, there's going to be demand, but it may be a small cost for the success and the personal achievement that you get out of the sacrifice. And everything that you do on the road to achievement is going to be a sacrifice. Absolutely. So be prepared for it. Never look at life as taking something from you. Because you don't look at programs that way. People go to work every day and they know they could make more money or they want to make more money, but do they focus on how to make more money? No. Because literally they have become adjusted to the program. And that's not uncommon. So, let us move on. I find myself with the opportunity to give you a little extra. I want you to get it because, you see, I understand the position I'm in. And I may not be here next week because nothing is ever promised. And don't get me wrong, I live my life for the time of transformation because I also believe that on this level of life, this is literally a staging ground. And what you should learn or be learning on how to prepare yourself for the next spiritual level of growth. And that literally is not a part of this world. You see, that's moving on to that so-called eternal life that other people talk about. So I want you to understand that what you do here is preparing you for what happens after transition. But the things you can do here can literally enhance you in that transition. Because literally your mind and your body's ready. I mean, you're not saying I'm ready to go now, but you're saying there's if called up return. There's only so much you can do. Really, the greatest reward is not going to be that I'm going to leave some resources to my family. The greatest reward is the time that I spent with them, the images that I've given them. I mean, I practice it when I go home. I go to my grandbaby's house and I do my call, and they come running out the door. That me is power. Now, am I growing so that if the opportunity comes, I can be a warrior? Oh, absolutely. Now, some of you are probably saying, well, what do you mean by that? I mean that whatever it is that you practice spiritually to grow, literally you do not understand how the universe can use that All you're doing is realizing that it's a tool that has made you better, and you're enjoying it, and you indulge yourself on a it should be a regular basis. Okay? Because in the multiplicity of the universe, that brother, Dr. Hawkins, is called here, he's working on something on a different level. And in his work, he'll one day make turn to somebody who's literally reached a certain spiritual level that they can communicate beyond what Westernism tells them they can communicate. And if so, believe me, they will have worked. They will have sacrificed. They will have made the changes necessary for them to achieve that and not even know how, why, or when. Because that's how the universe works. And what's unique about that is that somebody else's work may require somebody else to be the operator. So therefore, you may not understand in totality why you're doing what you're doing. This is a part of the joy of being you. The uniqueness that you bring to every circumstance when you understand your true self. When you are willing to elevate yourself beyond the images that Westernism teaches you, you cannot reach. And that's why it is so important for you to do something for you. Now, we get ready to go into I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. But in our divine image, we have to understand there are two main things that literally will not change. One is that your spirit is the doer. Okay? And make that very clear. Your spirit is the doer. So when you take on these here systems, although you may think it's you doing what it is that you want to do, you're enhancing your spirit. Because when you want to operate in that thing, your spirit is the doer. Okay? And when you outline the work that you're trying to achieve success in, that is because of how your spirit applies what you've learned through applying yourself in whatever that level of teaching is. And make no mistake, emotion can be a very, very, very deep setback and obstacle. And I say setback and obstacle is because if you cannot control it, guess what? Emotion has a lot of attributes. It has fear. It has anxiety. It has a wealth and abundance of this when you go out in certain neighborhoods. Do you realize you can walk through neighborhoods and just feel down because of what you see? So can you imagine what it's like if you're constantly talking negative? You see, these are all become tools of that person who's trying to strive to have a greater self-image. And literally, you can use emotion to your advantage. Because in confrontation, you already know. You don't have to think so. You can relax. Let me give you a sidebar. If someone stole $100 from you and you get angry, and you go out and storm it all, looking for this person who stole your money, and all of a sudden, because of your anger, you walk into the store and you just want something to cool off, and you grow to the refrigerator, you open the door and you grab an orange juice, and all of a sudden you shut the door and the glass shatters. And you're thinking, well, I didn't close the door that far. You see, that was that emotion. Because you allowed it to take control. But if you did not allow emotion to take control, all you lost was $100. Are you getting this? Because I'm going to tell you something. Many of people have done things because of emotion that they would not have done if they were thinking clearly. The sad part about it is that regret, which is another emotion, will kick in. Whereas, if you just happen to go through your pants the next morning because you was putting ready to put them in the laundry and you ran across that $100, joy kicks in. I cannot get you to understand the importance of your frame of mind in times of stress. Because when you don't, you allow stress, which is, don't make no mistake, stress is the biggest and most destructive thing that a human being could ever allow in their life. Because stress emanates in so many ways. And none of them are good for you. None of them are good for you. Perfect example, I need a cigarette. I'm stressing. I need a drink. I'm stressing. I got a pain in my back. I got so much stress. It never does anything. It never brings you positive results. So when you can control your emotion, you begin to eliminate those things and use those things as a tool. And when something rubs you wrong, instead of you reacting to it, it's like, Because when you say, you're telling your body you don't want to react emotionally. You're communicating with yourself, and you're saying, this doesn't require that kind of attention. So now you have an entirely different viewpoint. And I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. No one is unique when it comes to the emotion. Because before you learn to control it, there will be times when they are out of control. It's about what they're going to cost you. You see? So, I have so much I want to give to you, but I got to slow it down because literally, I don't want to overwhelm you. When we talk about our spiritual self, we also got to talk about the triggers of emotion. What are one of the triggers of your emotion? Words. Simple, huh? It's awesome. Somebody could say something to you and rub you wrong, and all of a sudden an emotion kicks in. Or somebody could say something to you and rub you wrong, and you just smile. Because when you smile, you're rationalizing your emotion. It's not going to be easy in the beginning. So you have to work at it, and you're rationalizing your emotions. You're saying to yourself, now, it is. See, you are slowing down your thought process so that you can be objective with your reaction. By the way, that's a tool of self. Well, it works in every environment you're in. You go to work, it can happen. At home, it can happen. Your children say something or are whining, all of a sudden you realize you're getting tight and you're getting tense. You should be identifying these things. And as you identify these things, your doer should be kicking in, saying, okay, just relax. We're in control here. Yeah, but I'm tired of hearing the mess. Don't say a word. We're in control here. And before you realize it, those little things that was once a problem to you are no longer annoying. And the sad part about it is that a lot of those things literally are beyond your control anyway. Think about it. If a child is whining and you holler, shut up, all you're doing is reacting out of emotion. But if you walk over to the child and you pick the child up and you say, can I help? Sure, they're going to be crying in your ear. You're closer to it. It's magnified. But all of a sudden, they look into your eyes and they see the persona of your true self, that true spirit. And all of a sudden, that cry is a whimper. Then that whimper is a murmur. And then that murmur is a google. And then that google is a smile. You see, anyone can do it. You just have to work at it. It's in order to be successful with. So, I'm hoping that at least you're beginning to have questions. You want to pick up the phone and you got something simple to you that you want to ask. Do so. Because opportunities present itself. Yes, brother.
Yes, brother. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We got a caller in queue. Hold on, caller. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show with a Wise Thursday with Brother Davis. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Yeah.
Black Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. We got a caller in queue for Brother Davis. Let's go right to him. Hold on 1 second, Brother Davis. Welcome, caller, to the Tando Radio Show. What is your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Brother Davis?
Greetings to you, Brother Dave. This is Ross. Greetings to you, Brother Davis. How are you both doing today?
My brother.
Good to hear your voice, brother. Good to hear the voice.
Yes, it is.
Great to hear you both as well. Incredible show. I didn't get to hear a lot of the very beginning because it did come across kind of low, but what I was able to hear, just incredible. And I thank you for even talking about just vibrations and resonating, and because it's such an important aspect of our being as far as spirituality is concerned. And it reminded me of something, because before my son was born, my wife actually had a visitation from him, like months before he was born. And she was actually going to bed one evening. She went to sleep. She was kind of in an in-between state, kind of in between sleep and awake. And she literally had a visitation from him. And she saw exactly what he was going to look like before he was born. And she told me about it. And I know that in order for those things to take place, you have to be resonating on a high frequency. And it just, you made me think about that with a lot of what you talked about today. And then another thing I remember too, that used to happen to me quite often, when I lived in Jersey City, I had a little group of friends that I used to link with quite regularly. This is when I used to make music. And I was very heavy into meditation at that point too. And I actually got some of these brothers to get into meditation with me. I introduced them to the Metronet, and we would have very deep spiritual conversations about Hermetic spirituality. And it just got to the point where I didn't even have to call this brother. I would just think about him. Well, he would think about me. And literally, I would go outside, let's say, to go to the store or something, and in minutes, he would turn the corner and say, "I was just thinking about you." And it was happening to us all the time. I don't see him as often anymore because I don't live in Jersey City. But that frequency, that resonating, is really just a highly potent aspect of our spirituality and our ability to communicate without so-called technology like phones and things like that. And when you do get, I remember when I went through initiation, when you do get into spirituality, and you were talking about just the slower you're breathing, the higher the frequency of your vibration, is so true, because my teacher used to talk about how Africans used to travel. And there's a great story, article that I read. I'm going to send it to you, Dave, but it's about a white explorer. His name was, I believe, Edward Bowen, and he had gone on an expedition through South Africa, and he met a traditional African priest. His name was Mankanyezi. And when he met him, Mankanyezi actually was talking to him about what would be considered Kemetic spirituality, but how it was practiced in South Africa. And the white man couldn't understand what he was talking about. So he said, "I want to show you something." And there was a small lizard sitting on a branch of a tree a few feet away from where they were talking. So he saw Mankanyezi look at the lizard. The lizard then looked at him. And as he started to breathe, his breathing resonated with that of the lizard. So they were breathing at exactly the same pace, in and out, in and out. And eventually the priest put his hand out, and the lizard walked into his palm. And he said, you white man would think that this is some devil worship or magic, but this is actually our connection to the earth and to spirituality. Then he went on to make a prediction. He said, "You're going to meet another brother of mine in the next few months. And him and I have never met before in the physical, because where he was located in South Africa, there was a giant cliff and all kinds of ravines that made it basically impenetrable for him to go and see this particular priest. But they knew each other on an intimate level because they met in the spiritual realm regularly." So the white man, you know, took what he said, and he went about continuing his exploration. He eventually met the man that he was talking about, and I forget his name right now, but the other brother was telling him intimate details about Mankanyezi. Like, Mankanyezi told him intimate details about his experiences with the other brother. And it blew this white man's mind, and he said that we are descendants of the teachings of old. And he actually said that the priest that they were involved in was the Abasakemu, and basically what they were was the priesthood of Oset that was located in South Africa. And that again speaks to that resonating that you were talking about as well. And the other thing I wanted to talk about too was when you see, like when you come across, let's say, a sheriff, and you see a sheriff, you don't assume that he is anything but a sheriff due to that six-pointed star he wears on his chest. You don't think he's a Hebrew. You know that with that symbol, that symbol on his chest, that he represents what is so-called law and order. So for me, I always have said that God knows God when God sees God, and the devil knows God when the devil sees God. So black people are the anthropomorphic living image of God, and that's what King Tut's name means, is living image of the Lord. So when you come across another African person, which is why what Brother Bagg talked about regularly in regards to black people killing and harming one another is so true, because we are God's people. And if we are resonating at a high spiritual level, you will be able to sense the vibrations of other black people who are on the same path as you, and you will recognize one another. It happens to me all the time, almost every day. And it's something that we have to start really thinking about. We are the anthropomorphic living image of God, every black man, woman, and child that you come across. And if we start thinking of ourselves in those terms, then essentially we will start to understand the power that we carry and we wield. And we would also, I think it should lead you to a higher level of black self-respect as far as how we relate to one another and how we think of one another, especially when we're going through changes or any sort of negative things in our lives. And we would be more understanding due to the system of white supremacy and understand the damage that some of us are truly suffering through. So I just wanted to touch on that and just say thank you so much for an incredible show, as both you and of you, Brother Davis, and Sister Davis as well, and Brother Dave. I appreciate you both all so much. Thank you very much.
Hey, brother, you call an ad anytime, because you have to understand we are resource for other people, and you are a resource for me, and I am a resource for you. So anytime.
Thank you, my brother. And I wanted to end up building with you about some things too, but we'll have to do it offline. But I wanted to ask you some questions about some stuff. And I've actually talked about this with Brother Dave before, but I just wanted to ask you, because I think you've talked about it on the show before, but I want to ask you about just if you might have ideas of a path of least resistance for what I'm trying to accomplish. So hopefully I'll be able to talk with you by phone maybe over the weekend or something like that, if we get the opportunity. But thanks again.
Okay. Well, look, if you need my number, ask Dave. He'll give it to you. He'll send it to you.
Absolutely. I'll do that. Matter of fact, Brother Dave, you can text it to me if you can, and I'll definitely reach out to you this weekend. So I just wanted to just pick your brain about something.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, brother. I will. Yes, I will. Always, always. I love, it's so funny that the brother Ross called and said that, because how many people within our community have, the people that I met, Brother Davis, Brother Braggs, Ross, everyone, Scotty, everyone, it's like I've never not known them. And that's exactly what's happening here. And I love and appreciate when we all come together from a standpoint of what is necessary for us all to elevate ourselves. That is the key to it all. Man, much love, much respect. Go ahead, Brother Davis. I didn't want to
I want to add a little something, because you have to understand what that brother was saying. He was talking about what's called the component of the divine self-image. So those people that were around him and that studied with him, they became components to his process. So naturally there was something resonated with them that was beyond just their study. And that's how a lot of that happens. But I hope he does call me. I'm looking forward to his call, because that'll be a great conversation. Let me get back to what we were focusing on. And I wanted to bring to your attention that, first of all, we have to understand this. Every time you are doing something that's going to benefit you, you will be attacked. And you'll be attacked by the negativity of others in that atmosphere. It may have nothing to do with you, or it may. Because you see, I don't know what's in the closets of people. And sometimes people begin to go and they think, well, if I don't think about it, it was their experience. Anytime you have an experience, it's recorded on your electromagnetic wave. You may not see it. Others cannot see it, but you know about it. So therefore, that will attack you or try to attack you. But that's why you go into systems of practice like this,
to help elevate you beyond understanding what you did during your animal or your lower life state, so that you understand where you are going, so that you can literally create the destiny that you want. I want to also add this, that you don't have to be victimized by it. And the reason why you don't have to be victimized by it is because you're doing something about it every time you take on something that's going to lift you up to a higher self spiritually. So, moving on, and I understand what I said about that, because, see, words are power. Words have more power than you can imagine. How can you be growing spiritually and your words not? See, so, once again, whenever you speak, the words you use give energy to whatever it is you're speaking about. So if that is the case, literally, what you're doing is you're giving power to your words. And to have truth behind your words, it's only creating the substance of what you are. And I wanted to put that out there because we live in America. We live in the most westernized country on the planet. There are other countries that avoid even listening to TV or radio in America, because in reality, they know they don't want it in their country. Now, I know some of you are probably saying, what? That's true. Well, some of the Islamic nations, they are so in fear of America that they literally do not even have American radio available to their people. Think about that. You see, we are in the belly of the beast. I'll never tell you that, like that, but that's true. But that's just the environment in which the lotus flower is growing. Now, for those of you who don't know what a lotus flowers grow in a swamp. It may be a terrible swamp, muddy swamp, but the most beautiful thing in the swamp is the lotus flower. And it grows every season in cycle. So that lets you know that regardless of what is around you, you can become the lotus flower in that that you are practicing to achieve. And the best part about that is that nothing has to stand in your way. Think about that for a minute. Nothing has to stand in your way. That's a powerful statement. So, let's move this on to a more pleasant area of thought. Okay. So now, in the beginning, I took you from understanding how the program works on the individual. I took you to understand how that individual that I was working on was an individual that was not focused on self-growth. I took you to understanding that a person that is focused on self-growth can elevate itself beyond the circumstance because they're beginning to achieve a greater awareness of self. So, in your growth process, let me add this. Never be discouraged, because all of the tools of discouragement will find you. If you elevate yourself, then those things or people who are around you will be elevated also. So therefore, although it may seem bleak at times, we call them blessings. And the best part about it is that as you begin to elevate, and you see them times, people who you love, oh man, you don't know what you're talking about. I'm the man for my mom. Because in my life, you can see what's happening if you have vision. And understand how I said that. A lot of people that you're going to deal with don't have any vision at all. So you have to wake up beyond that and make sure that whatever you do, you constantly stay focused. And when you constantly stay focused, you'll realize that you are greater than your circumstance allows. Why? Because you're not being victimized by your circumstance. Keep your head up. Never get discouraged behind what you cannot control. And understand how I said that. There's a lot of things that you can't control that can literally be a setback. But You don't have to go back. You know you must achieve something different and do so.
So, let me speak on this last aspect of spiritual growth, which is prayer. Everything, you should have prayer. On every level, you should have prayer. But don't pray out of sympathy. Never pray out of sympathy. I mean, there's certain things you like to change. But if you can't make the change, don't pray out of sympathy for yourself. You'll become stronger when you know you have done everything you can and accept the outcome. Because although that is the end of that day, tomorrow offers you a new opportunity. So when you get to, just give me what I need to make me stronger tomorrow, it's sympathy. You don't need sympathy. Pray tomorrow that I go step out the door, I'll be the shining example of what you expect out of a spiritual, righteous man, and I make the decisions and understand the boundaries so that I can maintain that foundation the whole length of the day. You become better for it. And the sad part about that is that a lot of people around you will never know it. You will never know it at all. So, you have been fortified. I've given you more than enough to hang on to. I want you to ask yourself this. How are you going to measure yourself? And what you need? Start a journal. Start a journal on you. And work to the means of your journal. Okay? You have to grow. And no one can do that for you. In your growth process, you can be the blessing to others. But those who are a blessing to you, in most cases, even when you tell them, they know. It's a good thing that they know. Because if they know they're a blessing to you, they know they're a blessing to others, and they know when a blessing comes to them. It's all good. It's all good. So, I'm ending tonight, and I want to say before I go that everybody has an opportunity to be better than they are. Take advantage of it. Because the relationship that you have with self is not only inspiring and rewarding. It's a love affair. It's a love affair that you never ended. Embrace it and enjoy it. And me saying that, Dave, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Brother Davis, great, another great show. Loved it. You know, I love just resonating with it and, you know, just having it really just help and reflect in all things as far as seeing where you are and to aspire you to do even more because you're capable of doing it. And it's so, so true. It all starts with you. It all starts with us. And I always say that, you know, the great thing about love is that it gives. It never takes anything. It gives away everything that is necessary for sustainable growth. And that is so, it resonates on a higher frequency. And once again, Brother Davis has brought a high frequency to Tando Radio Show and to Black Talk Radio Network. All of you, you know, it was some opportunity for you to always get call in on Wise Wednesdays, talk to Brother Davis, ask some things, because that is, you know, a part of your journey when you're starting to seek. And, you know, there may be some things that Brother Davis may or may not know, but believe me, he will take note of it, and he cares about you. So do what so many have done before. Understand that this life that we, in this eternal time, well, this eternal moment that we're living in is not the only moment that we will see. But we want to learn as much as that we possibly can so that we can be the best that we can possibly be. And that it was just so much from Dr. Hawkins calling in, to Roz calling in, to Brother Davis
given this portion of Wise Wednesday on Thursday, that it was just, it's so much. Now, only thing that is needed or necessary or would actually enhance this is you. Is your overall participation in realizing that, hey, there is a much greater good, and I need to be, as Brother Ross said, in the fullness and in the image of the great creator, and I need to start to create. It's not what you see, it's what you do. More and more, so important. So, Brother Davis, thank you. Give our regards to Sister Davis. Are you still there, Brother Davis? I just wanted to really quickly.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm here.
Brother Davis, I just want to thank you. Great, great, great show. And I hope everyone really, because my favorite part of this is, you know, the whole show was great, but my favorite part was the example of how you actually control your emotions and how your emotions is a representation, a control and a discipline that you have with your emotions is really showing your spiritual strength, because now you don't become momentary, you become eternal. And that is what how a spiritual living entity really moves throughout eternity, because realizing that there's nothing that I need not to create on, I mean, need to fear or be controlled by, because this is the eternal journey that we're on. So I need to plant as many seeds that are going to bear sustainability as much as possible. Man, that was a great, great show. Can't wait until next Wednesday. And Brother Davis, as always, will, from time to time, he chimes in throughout the week when available. So very, very, very important that we have these types of conversations, these types of engagements, and these types of commitments, because this is what elevates us. And look, it elevates you. And it's not for the sake of what man has deemed as being the graduated or the elevated ones. It is the old ancient culture and the old ancient teachings of our sustainable good of the past, the present, and the future to come. That's what's so important. Brother Davis, love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Looking forward to Sister Davis also doing her show. And let me tell you something. I don't know about y'all, but Sister Ren and I are going to implement WOW. We are definitely going to... Man, Brother Davis has me cracking up throughout the... I actually have to mute myself, because sometimes I'll laugh out loud on some of the stuff, or... I love Wise Wednesday. So thank you once again, Brother Davis, and best of all to our great sister Davis. And wow.
Peace and blessings, y'all. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings. All right, Brother Davis. Much love, much respect. Okay, everyone, that's going to be the show for today. We will have a live show for you tomorrow, God willing. And I would say to you all, this is another great opportunity for you to be a great creator. And that is all up to you, how you execute your free will. So I just want to thank you all for listening today. And like I said, God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. But before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give away a sustainable fortune to all that deserve it. And that's all the living beings that are here. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.
definition by free conference call hd.com.
Q&A session started. This conference is being recorded.